This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hi, this is Ron Barris, just checking in.
We met Ron last week at this time on the program. He's a member care person for ABWE, and he has already introduced us to what he calls the five essentials for building lasting relationships. Today, we're going to learn some more factors about that, about building lasting relationships.
We've been talking about five essentials for building relationships God's way. The first is respect. Respect defines the existence of any relationship. It is the first command of the Ten Commandments, to honor and respect God as the true and living God, and to listen to Him and what He tells us about Himself. The second essential is honesty, and honesty defines the depth of any relationship. It is demonstrated by speaking truth in a loving manner. The third essential that we want to look at today is the essential of commitment. Commitment defines the length of any relationship, and it is demonstrated by serving. Exodus chapter 20, verse 14 says, "You shall not commit adultery." That is, you shall not break your commitments, your covenants. Throughout the Bible, we discover that God does not approve of disposable relationships. God is a God of everlasting relationships and everlasting covenants and everlasting commitments. Commitment or loyalty is always demonstrated by our service. I am committed to who or what I serve. As Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. He will either love the one and hate the other, or despise the one and cling to the other. You cannot serve God and money. Commitment is demonstrated by service. Three things we discover about God as we begin to read the book of Genesis is that God speaks truth. Secondly, God listens carefully. And thirdly, God keeps His covenants. It is on these foundations that our everlasting relationship with God stands. These same foundations are essential in building lasting, healthy, human relationships as well. God's commitment to us necessitated the deepest level of servanthood and sacrifice imaginable. If we are going to have relationships that are truly Christ-like, then they're going to require commitment. Commitment is essential because we are not completely Christ-like. We are fallen creatures. And therefore, our relationships struggle because we struggle. Our relationships have problems because we have problems and we cause problems. Respect means I will listen to you. Honesty means I will speak truth to you in a loving manner. And commitment means that I will stick with you to seek to serve you in the name of Christ. True commitment, in the Christ-like sense of the quality, manifests itself in a motivation that desires and pursues what is best for the other person, even at deep personal cost. This precipitates actions that may or may not be preferred by the other person, but are always for their ultimate good as defined by God Himself. The motive is love. The purpose is good. And the action is approved by God. Commitment is a manifestation of divine love, expresses itself in such things as patience, endurance, loyalty, hope, long-suffering, and service. Commitment serves with pure motives and gives generously, regardless of reciprocation. Only Christ can so transform a human heart to empower such selfless, enduring servanthood. And we realize that commitment without cost is not really commitment at all. Commitment alone can remain an unchanging anchor in a relationship where feelings and circumstances have long since changed. Those who discard relationships when they no longer provide the return that was anticipated demonstrate what kind of commitment they had in the first place. Staying committed to fallen people as a fallen, forgiven person is a demonstration of true Christ-likeness. As you think about people who have hurt you or people that you have hurt, the natural response is to run and hide, to avoid them, to avoid the shame, to avoid the pain, to avoid the sense of hopelessness that it can never be corrected or it can never be restored. This, again, is not the way of Christ. While it is true that I am powerless to change another person's attitude or perspective, and it is improper for me to attempt to manipulate other people to get them to make choices that they themselves are unwilling to make, yet I must be prayerful and persevering in my relationships, being unwilling to let them go, and seeking, as the Scripture says, to pursue peace with all men, and as far as it's up to me, to keep the door open and my heart clean. As we think of the biblical one another commands, we realize how essential it is to have commitment in order to carry these through. Romans 12:10, be kindly affectionate in honor, giving preference to one another. Romans 15:5, be like-minded towards each other. Romans 15:7, accept one another. Romans 15:14, admonish one another. 1 Corinthians 12:25, have the same care for one another. Galatians 5:13, serve one another. Ephesians 4:32, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Ephesians 5:21, submitting to one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:18, comfort one another. Hebrews 3:13, exhort one another daily. James 5:16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. 1 Peter 1:22, love one another fervently with a pure heart. And 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Five essentials of building relationships God's way: respect, demonstrated by listening; honesty, demonstrated by speaking truth in a loving way; commitment, demonstrated by serving; acceptance, demonstrated by embracing; and forgiveness, demonstrated by interceding for others.
Thanks, Ron. And we'll look forward to hear more from you next time as we learn more about the importance of lasting relationships and what it takes to build a lasting relationship, something that's very important for all of us as cross-cultural Christian workers. By the way, Ron Barris is a member care person with ABWE.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.